So let's say there's something you want to change about the way people are taxed, laws you want rewritten. Let's say you're a member of Congress and you agree to vote for change, but only under condition that what you say in debates, what amendments you propose, all kept secret, not just until the law is passed, but for the next 50 years. Sounds like some weird ritual you'd expect in a monastery or a reason to impeach a member of Congress, but it's real. Actually, it's close enough to real to maybe scare us a little bit. Friday was the actual deadline for lawmakers to submit their secret preferences for tax loopholes they want to keep. The Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. Todd, this is one for the books.
It is, John. And what Senator Max Baucus and Senator Orrin Hatch have told senators on the Finance Committee is we're going with a thing called a blank slate. We are wiping the tax code clean of all loopholes. We're going to pretend they don't exist. And it's up to you, senators on the Finance Committee, to come to us and tell us which ones you want to keep in. Why the secrecy? Because any senator that says, I think we should keep in a loophole for ethanol, I think we should keep in a loophole for mortgages, well, they're going to have lots and lots of lobbyists from the other side coming to tear them down, and they all know it, John.
But these are reasonable loopholes. I mean, some would call them, you know, rational deductions to produce incentives of one kind or another. Why the secrecy unless it is the, you know, gold faucets and private jets, that sort of thing?
Well, listen to Congressman Earl Blumenauer. He's on the Tax Writing Committee in the House. And one thing I noticed very quickly is that the House members, the counterparts who write the tax laws, all think this is a pretty strange idea, but they understand it. Listen to Blumenauer.
It's an admission of how complex the challenge is and how fraught with deep and intense politics. I mean, everything's in the code for a reason. And people are fiercely protective.
I've got to know what Mr. Earmarks himself, John McCain, must have thought about this. Did you manage to catch up with him?
I did. Now, John McCain isn't on the Tax Writing Committee, but John McCain has spent a career railing against special tax loopholes in public. He doesn't agree with this 50-year business, and of course, he's not on the committee, so he doesn't have to worry about it. Listen to McCain.
I've said all that publicly many, many times, so to have a secret message that will not be made public till 2080. Yeah, come on. I don't know what they're thinking.
There's McCain.
That's too much. I just love that. Anybody supporting this? Anybody think this will actually move things along? This is a pretty huge task.
Well, you know, Blumenauer sort of said he didn't need this kind of secrecy, but he understood why the secrecy was needed because maybe it allows senators to blue sky, to throw out ideas without worrying about tax lobbyists and other special interests, especially those 501c4s maybe going to run an ad against you without them coming down on your shoulders. Keep in mind, the secrecy that they're proposing is just in the committee. Eventually, all this stuff will get voted on the floor, but the senators Hatch and Baucus say they're just trying to give senators a little bit of breathing room. Now, listen to Congressman Dave Reichert. He's also on the Tax Writing Committee. He's a Republican from Washington in the House, and he thinks the secrecy is a bad idea. He says, in the House, we don't do this. We do everything by the light of day. But listen to what he said when I ask him, okay, Mr. Light of Day, which tax loopholes do you think should go?
Every loophole, every shelter, tax shelter, it's all on the table. It's still up for discussion.
You don't have one that you know,
well,
Riker,
is,
that
no,
that needs no, to go?
No. I think that when you start to do this, when you take one out and you just say, this is the one, and it has to go, then what happens is, of course, it has tentacles that hang onto a lot of other pieces of the tax code.
Maybe those tentacles are on K Street and they produce campaign commercials against lawmakers, huh?
And that's part of the problem. You're talking about so much money. And yes, there are the funny tax loopholes that everybody hates with sugar and agriculture and all those ones that you can think of, corporate jets from days of old. But John, like I said, most of this stuff have major, major industries and stuff that you might like. Mortgage interest deduction, education deductions, capital gains. Here's a big one that Wall Street likes. How about carried interest, where people who make their money on investments instead of regular income pay the 15% rate while you and I pay 25? That's worth trillions, and they're not going to let it go easily.
Well, I'd love to be in the National Archives to look in this little box between now and 2080 or whenever it is, if only to entertain John McCain. Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
Pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.